Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This one does not say it won't exclude children of other faiths, but it said if you want to attend this school, you have to attend Mass. You have to accept the teachings of the church with respect to certain principles. So is that something you look at?
No, it isn't. St. Isidore allows exceptions for anyone that doesn't want to attend Mass.
What if it did, Mr. Campbell?
I think the argument and the analysis would be different because this case involves a categorical religious exclusion and facial religious discrimination.
So that was some audio from earlier today at the Supreme Court oral arguments in the Oklahoma Religious Charter Schools case. Ilya Shapiro, man, I'm just having a day today. Shapiro is joining us. Sorry about that, man. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. You're what's standing between me and going to the Caps playoff game tonight.
I was going to ask you about that, getting into that, and that's what I was thinking about. We got the Blues game tonight, similar thing. You excited about your game? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I think they'll close it out tonight.
There you go. Because you're up 3-1 in the series right now, right?
Yeah, that didn't do much for the Leafs last night. That's my other team. I actually cheer for both teams. So.
Hey. You've got different loyalties here, but I won't hold you up on that. I don't want to delay you getting to the game any more than we have to. So give me an idea of this particular case. It seems to be one of those things that's catching a lot of folks is saying this could change a lot of how charter schools are going to be viewed moving forward.
It really depends on how the justices what kind of standard they set. Not all states would necessarily change their rules. Most states do have charter schools. I think we're up to 46 states that have them, and there are different rules and regulations. Not all religious organizations that want to start a school would accept the state's regulations for charters. But the issue is, if you're going to have these charter schools that are not, you know, they're publicly funded, but they're independently run with state oversight, can you say only secular ones are okay? Because there are lots of different kinds of secular ones. There's classical education, arts-based education, schools focused on the LGBTQ community. In Oklahoma, Native Americans have their own charter schools. So is it really okay just to say, as long as you're not a religious school, you can do that? That's what they're grappling with. And the bottom line up front, it looks like the St. Isidore, who wants to have this Catholic charter school, has 4 votes. Oklahoma, which is the attorney general, is against this, has 3 votes. And John Roberts is going to be the decider. Amy Coney Barrett is recused, so it could end up being 4-4, which would affirm the Oklahoma Supreme Court that disallowed the Catholic charter school without an opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court.
I thought it was interesting that Justice Barrett recused herself, but I haven't heard, at least I hadn't heard earlier, she hadn't given a reason yet. Have you heard anything about why she did that?
Well, you don't have to give a reason, and most of the time they don't give a reason. It's likely because she was a professor before she became a judge and then justice. She was a law professor at Notre Dame, and Notre Dame's First Amendment clinic, religious liberty clinic, is the one that developed this challenge and has helped out the challengers. She's good friends with Nicole Garnett, who's my colleague at the Manhattan Institute, also on the faculty at Notre Dame, and works with that clinic as well. So I think that's probably the reason.
Probably feels like she's a little too close to this.
Yeah.
So I know the attorney general there. You said that he's on the other side of this argument. He really went off and said, when you get into this religious freedoms, then all of a sudden you could have charter schools supported by taxpayer money. And he was talking about Muslim charter schools, Satanism schools, things like that. Do you think that's really where this could lead to?
Muslim, yes. Satanist, no. It takes a lot of resources and organizational know-how to run a school. It's not just a fly-by-night operation. They're not going to approve a charter for something that's not serious and rigorous and has a real curriculum. This is not a completely private school. That's the point. This is some sort of different entity than the public government schools that we're all familiar with, and the private schools, which come in all shapes and sizes. Charters are different, and a lot of parents like having that kind of flexibility. There's expanded school choice, of course, in plenty of states around the country. And it's an unusual situation in Oklahoma where most of the political establishment supports these schools, but the attorney general, who is a Republican, at least nominally, is on the other side.
So why is it that Justice Roberts always seems to be that swing vote when we get to cases like this?
Well, because Barrett's recused.
I love that
generally,
laugh, by the way.
Generally, Kavanaugh is kind of the man in the middle, and Roberts is the sixth man, to put it in NBA parlance, I guess. But he's the most cautious. He's the most incrementalist, minimalist. You could say he's definitely conservative, but he's not necessarily, he doesn't call himself an originalist. So he's trying to steer the ship and keep the court out of controversies, which is, of course, hard when everything is controversial these days.
So when do you think we're going to actually hear from the court on a ruling on this?
Well, since this is we're at the end of April now, so the term ends in June. So in this will definitely be one that's that final week, that last week of June.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time. I'm going to let you go quickly today because I don't want you to. I'm sure there's a lot of traffic where you live. We had that here today. So I want to make sure you get there, you get in your seat, and you get a cold, frosty one, as we say in St. Louis, enjoy the
Thank
game.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking the time.
Take care.
That's Ilya Shapiro. He's a senior fellow and director of constitutional studies at the Manhattan Institute. His book is Lawless, The Miseducation of America's Elite.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.